Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Live exclusive today, very special show, a two-hour debate among the three candidates for the two positions of Richland Township Trustee. We have the two incumbents, Rick Farrell and Jim DeNoble, and we have challenger Jay Stevens. And we also have panelists here, Karen Fatula, our news director, and Mr. Big Willie himself, a very special guest that we have every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday on our show. Just a follow-up on this roughly million-dollar building that just, I'm really concerned about this. The one of the arguments, and correct me if I'm wrong, gentlemen, is that you needed a new building for the meetings, once a month meetings in Richland Township. Would that be fair to say? I don't want to put words in your mouth. Is that fair to say? That was a big issue. Yes?
Yeah, yes.
Yep.
Yeah,
you got to say it because I can't. This is radio. They can't hear you. Okay, fine. So why not, since the typical meeting might have 15 or 20 people, maybe 30 or so, why not instead just have these meetings throughout Richland Township, either at one of the schools or a library or a church or even the community room at the mall, so that many people could attend? It's certainly a very accessible, plenty of parking and all of that. Why not just do that? Wouldn't that be a lot less expensive than having $1 million building in Richland Township?
Well, keep in mind, I guess you could do anything. You could meet at the mall.
I'm asking about that. Why not just do that? Wouldn't that have saved you an amazing amount of money?
I don't know if that's practical to move our meetings around. And again, the meeting was, that was certainly part of this issue, the meeting room. But at the same time, our bigger issue was our police department. And
you have two constables, right?
Right.
One is a retiree from St. Clairsville. Is the other one a retiree also?
I don't know if he retired from St. Clairsville.
Okay,
but you have two guys. Two guys.
Okay.
Two police.
This is $1 million building. If you could have the community events, or excuse me, the monthly meeting at the community room at the mall or at a church or at a school throughout Richland Township, doesn't the main problem just go away like that?
Is it reasonable to move around?
Gentlemen, did you think about it?
Not about moving our meetings to different locations.
Rick Farrell, what's the problem with that?
There's no problem with that. There's no problem with that. We made a decision to replace this building, and that was done 2 years ago. Never has been an issue until 3 weeks before the election.
Well, this is the guy who is raising the issue. Jim, my goodness gracious. Jay Stevens, would you have any problem with changing the meeting room from that building to now just anywhere else in Richland Township, 1 month at the mall, 1 month at a church, 1 month at a school, 1 month here, 1 month there?
That might be a little bit of an issue of trying to get things scheduled to be able to get it there. I mean, it's possible that you could do it. I mean, they held them at the mall while they were redoing the new building.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, they were held at, and that's where the police department was at. They moved it over to the sheriff's department.
We went to the sheriff's substation at the mall.
No, there wasn't any problems.
No.
Pretty much answer my question?
Yeah, well, I guess it does.
Yeah.
Okay, one other question, if I may. The building, the old building, did you get estimates on a new roof? Because you had mentioned that the roof was an issue. Did you get estimates to fix the roof?
Not the roof individually.
Why not?
No. Well, that wasn't our only problem. We had problems inside the building.
I understand that. But the question is, you had mentioned that there were problems with the roof with leaking. If I understood you correctly, is that fair to say?
There was many problems with the building.
Okay, understood. We're not arguing
that. We didn't get an individual roof estimate.
I need you to focus on my question. Why did you not get an individual estimate on fixing or even replacing the roof? Why didn't you even ask?
We could have done that. We could have replaced, but that doesn't solve the problems underneath.
Okay. Was there a structural problem? Was there an architect or an engineer who said this building is going to collapse? Or was it at that level? Or you just had other stuff you wanted to fix?
The architects did come in and they looked at that.
And said the building was going to collapse.
They did not say the building was going to collapse. They looked at some of the structure that was underneath. A lot of that, the structure holding that building up, was steel. It was steel frames that were holding the building up.
Right.
And was there was a lot of rust. You know,
Could that have been fixed?
What we talked about in that estimate to get that taken care of. We were talking about skinning the building. It would have been a roof, skin the building, add on to the end of it. That was the $623,000 to keep the same shell.
You had mentioned about mildew. Was there mold there?
May have been. I never investigated to find out where that smell was coming from.
You said mildew. Is that right? Mildew
that smell. Building, every time you walked into it, had a smell that, you know, just...
So it could have been mold.
It could have been.
Did you have anyone check to see if it was mold, and if so, if it was a public health issue?
No, we did not.
Wouldn't that have been like a really important thing for public health? Because it might have been mold. People could have been breathing that stuff in for years, including your employees. Or am I missing something?
Could it have been a cleaning problem? You know, if they haven't had nobody cleaning a building for 15 years, it's going to smell, isn't it?
Wait a minute.
I'm just saying.
Jay is saying that you did not have anyone cleaning the building for 15 years. Is that true?
Who's the cleaning service?
15 years. I don't know.
We had a lady, her name was Kathy, that was cleaning the building when Cindy Henry was our fiscal officer. So that was prior to, you know, the COVID. And, you know, so, yes, there was a cleaning lady that did come in.
So are you saying that no one that you're aware of has cleaned the building since before COVID? Is that accurate or not?
Currently?
Since COVID, since this lady before COVID.
Yeah, they're cleaning the building. The building gets cleaned.
Yes.
It still does now. Well, Jay, you're saying it doesn't.
It's the old building. The old building is what I'm talking. He said it smelled. They said it smelled like mold or mildew when you went in the old building. Who cleaned it? Because as far as I know, nobody cleaned that building.
Is he right or not?
I would guess the mold and mildew was from the roof leaking, and you could see the plaster, the drywall. It was a mess. And it was all stained. You know, the ceiling itself was all stained. And when you get drywall wet, it gets funky and it gets a mildew smell. Whether it had gone as far as
mold
black
and
mold
spores
or mold,
and
I don't know if it went that far, but something was smelling.
Wouldn't that be? Missing something?
Our decision was to replace the building, and we did so.
We understand that.
That's all I'm going to say. We made that decision. We made it prudently, and the decision was made to replace the building.
Okay. Did you alert people throughout Richland Township that you were looking at this and that you welcomed input? For example, in talking with you, it's my understanding, please correct me if I'm wrong, that Richland Township does not have a Facebook page or a website where it gives information about this is what's happening, this is what we're looking at, anything like that. Is that right or is that wrong?
We have a meeting every month that's open to the public, and we used to put it in the paper every month, but it is established that that is the time we have that meeting.
Understood, but that wasn't the question. The question is, was there any transparency? Did you alert people in Richland? I live in Richland Township. I didn't know this thing existed. I went on your website today to look for, and in fact, I did a search on the Richland Township website. I did a search for COVID, because the COVID money, new building, $1 million, or construction, or building, or minutes, or votes. Nothing. Did you send out news releases saying that, yes, this is what we're going to be looking at, and that this is when the meeting is going to be and we want input? I did not get any news releases. Did you send news releases to the people of Richland Township to say, this is what we're doing?
Let me ask you this.
Here's the way it works. I'm the host. Okay. You're the candidates. Okay. So I get to ask the question, and the listeners want to hear your answers. Okay. And there may be simple answers. Did you do this?
Everything,
did you alert us?
Everything has to be in the paper. We put that stuff in the paper. Anytime we're looking for an engineering company, we're looking for a contractor, all that stuff was in the Times Leader. It was in the paper.
You understand that virtually nobody reads the newspaper. It's so bad that
we are required to notify the newspaper. That's what we have to do. We have to put it out there.
Did you do anything other than that bare minimum to get the word out? I literally did not know anything about this until Stevens is bringing this up and going, what are they talking about? I live in Richland Township. I like you guys. I've never had an argument with any of you. You know that. I've never complained about anything in Richland Township, or else everybody would have known about it. I've never had a problem. I truly never had a problem. I like all three of you. I've never had a problem with any of you. But I didn't know this. And I'm on the air. I'm going, $1 million building in my township that no one told? Other than the bare minimum of posting it in the Times Leader, which, of course, nobody reads, did you do anything to alert the public about this $1 million expense for a building? Did you do anything at all for transparency? Rick, you're smiling. Why is that funny to you?
Well, I think this is being sensationalized to the point, yes, Jay was aware of this 2 years ago. It was never brought to, did he bring anything to you 2 years ago about
this
building?
No, it's the first I've heard about this.
But he brings it to you 3 weeks before an election?
Right.
Okay, you know, the writing is on the wall. You know,
why didn't you bring that to us and the citizens of Richland Township? That's what amazed me. Even the website. I literally did this morning. Said, okay, well, it must have been on the website. Your website. Hey. And I did a search for COVID or for new building or $1 million or construction or building or minutes or votes. Nothing on your own website. Guys, if I'm missing something, you got to tell me. Am I missing something? How else am I going to find out about this other than in some, official notification in the little newspaper that it's dying and nobody reads? I mean, how am I supposed... Your own website doesn't have this. What am I supposed to do?
Can I respond to his question?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Talk in the microphone.
Can I respond to this?
Go ahead.
You know, I brought this up 3 weeks before the election. Now, when I had an interview with you, you asked me the reason why I wanted to run to be a township trustee.
Yeah.
There's a lot of wasted money in the township, and this was one part of the money. That's why I brought it up. It's not to look bad on them, guys. We didn't need $1 million building. For the fact of the matter is, if our budget drops, our police department is gone, what's $1 million building good for? A meeting hall? Because we don't have a police department. The road crew can't even utilize this building.
Gentlemen? Yes, no, is that right or not? Is that wrong?
And again, we keep going to this $1 million building. There were two buildings built.
What?
There was a 160-foot retaining wall. That was not a $1 million building. The meeting hall was not a $1 million building.
How much was it?
It was...
$600,000.
Yeah, it was more than that. It was when it was all said and done.
Well, how much?
It was over $700,000.
Yeah.
The first bid was for $741,000.
Right,
and we managed to beat that down through the process. We saved some money in some places. But either way, it's not $1 million. That's two buildings. That's the
one
addition out
money.
In the back.
And you know, the lean-to, it's not that good of a lean-to anyways. If you look
feel free to come out and look at it.
Yeah,
it's reinforced steel. It's a great place to, you know, it was designed to store their equipment, keep it out of the weather, and that's what it does.
All right. We've got 2.5 minutes for our next break. Would either Karen or Big Willie like to ask a question, and then... Maybe they'll have to. Oh! I almost forgot. You had mentioned Jim. You have to. You're going to be leaving us early. Is that right? You want to tell the listeners about this because I don't want them to think that I chased you out.
No, I stole my.
Upset?
There's no upset. I stole my wife's car this morning, and I'm going to pick her up from work, and I am going to the doctor's appointment.
Great. For a well baby checkup.
For a well baby checkup.
All right,
yeah, buddy.
And you're going to be leaving us around 8:40. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, please understand that we're going to keep going here, and that if your name comes up or whatever, you will not be able to respond.
That's perfectly fine.
Sure, you're okay with this.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Fair enough. Either Karen or Big Willie, would you like to ask the next question? And they'll have time to think about their answer because we've got a break coming up here in about a minute. Who'd like to go next?
Yeah, I got another question. You was talking about the mold and mildew. Now, was there any testing done before they demolished it or any paper trail on the mold and mildew remediation? Or did the contractor have to do testing and send it in? There should have been some kind of paper trail for the demolitions that sent to the state of Ohio. That's what I was just wanting to see. And where is that paperwork at?
There was testing done, and it was done through the architects, the engineers. They did come in and test, and I don't remember the company, but we can provide those documents. It was tested.
What was the result?
Right. Negative for asbestos. You know,
asbestos, what about
mold and mildew?
Mold and mildew, what were the results?
The company come in and tested. We'll just have to find out what they tested for and what the results were.
Are you saying, now you're in the construction business, you know that. Great name, DeNoble, very good company and all that. Are you saying to us now that you don't know what they even tested for? Is that what you are saying?
We followed, under the advisement of the architect and the engineer, what had to be done, and we followed the protocol that they prescribed.
All right, so I'm going to take a short break here, more on this, and live exclusive interview here. It's a debate. Three candidates running for the two positions for Richland Township Trustee. More after this.